doing home visits by myself. So I went to the boss after thinking about it, and she understood, and she made the accommodation that I would only do ER visits. You know, I'd be the clinician that only went to the ER or to the jail. You know, I could do the jail just where there was security so that I wouldn't get hurt. I guess the takeaway is that, you know, speak up for yourself and don't be afraid to ask for what you need.
That was our conversation with David Clark and Whittier Mickelson. David is a systems designer in the digital research applications team at Mass General Brigham. Whittier is an artist and nature photographer. You can see some of her work on her website, whittierphotography.art. And before we end the show, I just want to remind folks here in Northern California that Freed is hosting a fundraiser with the Comedians with Disabilities Act on October 16th at 7 p.m. at the Center of the Arts in downtown Grass Valley. If you've listened to Disability Rap last month, you heard our interview with Nina G., one of the comics who will be performing on October 16th. Tickets are still available. For more information and to purchase tickets to the show, go to Freed's website, freed.org. And that does it for the show. Disability Rap was produced and edited by Carl Sigmund and Courtney Williams. You can go to our website, disabilityrap.org, to listen to past shows, read transcripts, and subscribe to the Disability Rap podcast. You can also subscribe to our podcast by searching Disability Rap on any of the major podcast platforms. We are brought to you by KVMR in partnership with Freed, and we're distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. I'm Lindsay Wells with Carl Sigmund for another edition of Disability Rap.
Good evening, Twin Cities, and thank you for tuning in to KFAI Radio. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Hello, and thank you for tuning in tonight. It is Thursday, November 7th, 2024, and I am your host. My name is Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter, pronouns, and it is Thursday evening, and also this is Fresh Fruit, the longest running LGBTQIA+ show in the country, in the nation. How awesome is that? And I'm not alone. I have a very special guest with me in the studio. I have Hannah Edwards, who is the executive director of Transforming Families, and I will give her a fabulous introduction after this song. We're going to get into this beautiful conversation with Hannah and Shimmer for the next hour, and we're going to play some music. So I'm going to kick it off with some Desiree, because I've been in this mood lately because I know it's been kind of crazy and heavy the last couple of days. So I hope that you all will just kind of relish in this song. So here's a classic and one of my favorites from Desiree with You Gotta Be on Fresh Fruit. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your
Welcome back to Fresh Fruits right here on KFAI Radio 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. And you can also live stream the show if you're not able to tune in live. And thank you to all the fabulous listeners in the Discord chat that are in right now. Thank you so much, and we really appreciate it. And I am not alone. Again, I am Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns. And I also have a very special guest in the studio, no stranger to KFEI. She's been on my show quite a few times, and she's also been on Fresh Fruit a couple of times with me and DJ Daddy Rocks, who I host with every second Thursday of the month with Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions, which will be back next Thursday. And also, she did a fabulous show with me a couple of months ago. We did a very special Kelly Clarkson edition. So, again, I have Hannah Edwards. She uses she, her pronouns, is the executive director of Transforming Families Minnesota, the state's largest and longest-running support group for trans and non-binary youth and their parents and caregivers. Formerly, Hannah was a public school art teacher for 13 years. That's my lucky number, by the way. When she's not advocating for a better world, she loves to spend time with her husband, Dave, and their two beautiful daughters, Hildy and Dahlia. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. How are you doing?
You know, I'm here. I'm going to say it's been a rough, 48 hours. How long has it been? But we're making it.
We are making it. It's been really, really crazy, really tough in this. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. It's just literally just kind of decompressing and winding down. And I'm a little under the weather, but I promise I'm not super, super ill. I actually took some like hot tea and some lemon. So we're here to chat a little bit about your work and then also this really fabulous event that we have coming up. So I will go ahead and let you introduce yourself and the work and this beautiful gala.
Yeah. All right. Well, so, you know, originally we're coming on just to talk about the gala, but I do want to share a little bit about what we do, because I think in light of everything, what's going to get us through the next 4 years is our community supports that we have here in Minnesota. And transforming families is a huge one, like you said, for trans and non-binary youth and their parents and caregivers. So we do have monthly support meetings all across the metro area. We have St. Paul, Minneapolis, Eagan, and Matamidi. We also have a parents of adults meeting once a month. And then we're adding a meeting in Mankato in December. And we just got our nonprofit status a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
So celebrate. And that's going to allow us to really fundraise and expand across the state. Really, you know, we're seeing parents and caregivers know now that the science is behind supporting your trans child. And then we, at the same time, are having this cognitive dissonance moment where a lot of states are banning gender-affirming care. And thank you, Governor Walz. We have, and Senator Lee Finke and Senator Aaron McQuaid, all the people who helped pass that trans refuge. And you know, Governor Walz signed it into law. And so we're safe here in Minnesota to access our gender-affirming care is what that says. And so we have lots of people moving here. And so it's really important for us at this point in time to expand those support group meetings we offer. And what's going to help us do that, which is segueing into the reason I came on, is having this gala and fundraising. And so we can talk more as we go about what to expect at the gala, or maybe how you can, you know, purchase tickets or donate. And then we also just started a coalition of orgs and businesses who are signing on. We're calling it Minnesota Strong for Trans Youth. And it's just a public support for trans and non-binary youth and their families, kind of just publicly saying that you are welcome here in Minnesota.
I love that. Oh, that's beautiful. I'm excited to talk about this gala. It's the Transforming Families Inaugural Gala, and it's going to be taking place on December 12th.
Yes.
So I want to know all about this gala, all the excitement, whatever we can talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about kind of the night. We'll talk about everything. And then also, I'm excited because I will be
the MC. We've got yes. Shimmer as our MC. We are so lucky to have you in our community in the Twin Cities, but then to have your generous time,
yes.
right, to help make the evening special and sparkle and amazing.
I'm excited. So is this the first
yes,
one ever? Oh my gosh.
It's the first one ever. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of one of those moments where there's a lot of heaviness right now, but we're going to come together. And yes, we'll talk about the importance of our work at this gala. But we're also going to dress up and we're going to enjoy each other's company and we're going to try and find some solidarity with those around us, right? Because we're not alone and you're not alone and our kids aren't alone. And it's just going to be a night to come together to recognize some of that.
I love it. And it's December 12th, which is a Thursday evening, and it's going to be from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it will be at the W Minneapolis, which is the W Minneapolis Fauché. It's located at 821 South Marquette Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And because we can't talk about like the cost and money on the air, I'm going to actually post the link on the Discord chat. But if you go to givebutter.com/TTF Gala 2020,
TFF. Yep.
TFF Gala 2024. All the information will be there. And then all the parking and all of that. And so the dress code. And the dress code for the gala encourages everyone to express their personal style in whatever makes them feel euphoric or fancy or fun. And they can choose an outfit that makes them feel their best beautiful selves while celebrating the evening.
And I say, I already know you're going to come with the sparkle, the shimmer, the glitz.
You know, I actually was looking today and I'm like, oh, I think it's purple. So I saw something that I think I would love because like before the show started tonight, I was telling you like I kind of always sort of shied away from dresses, just kind of like a personal thing. But I'm like, I saw this one purple dress and it really, really made me think of sort of like Prince, like Purple Rain inspired. and it had like these purple sort of like clear crystal ensemble embellishments on it, and it kind of reminded me of like raindrops.
Oh, I love it. That sounds beautiful.
So I'm thinking of that, but definitely, you know, I'm going to pull something out of the bag for sure. So definitely, I think I also saw these really fabulous purple ears, but you know me, I'll pull something out. I usually work best under pressure, so I'll probably find something like a couple days before, but definitely I'm already planning my look.
There you go.
So I love that. And I love the fact that those who attend, and I hope that people can come and just be their fabulous selves, will dress up and make them feel excited and just feel fancy, fabulous, and amazingly fun.
Yeah, a little bit of self-care, right? So, a little bit of self-care to dress up and to feel good in community.
I love that. And then the ticket pricing. So, of course, because we can't talk about ticket pricing, but we believe in making our event accessible to all who support the mission. So if the ticket price is a barrier, we offer a limited number of reduced price or sponsored tickets. And you can also contact info@ttfmn.org.
TFF. You keep TFF, saying TT, but yes, it's TFF.
TFFmn.org to discuss options, and they'll be able to assist you. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, so we understand, especially within the LGBTQ plus and the trans community, sometimes the jobs are not there, right? Or you might be in a space where you want to be in community and you love trans youth and their families as well. And so if that price point is a barrier to you, there are people already who have donated tickets. And so we've got like a list of people who will be receiving those tickets as needed. But for me, I want to make it accessible for everyone who wants to attend. So that's why we have that statement there.
I love that. And the story, I want to read a little bit about that. If okay.
Yeah, do it.
Transforming Families, TFF, invites you to attend our inaugural gala in downtown Minneapolis at the W Hotel. So get ready for a night of fun where you can dive into a tasty buffet dinner and enjoy some seriously entertaining performances. And then we'll have intriguing speakers, a silent auction with unique items, and plenty of chances to mingle with the community and families. And it's a night to eat, bid, and be entertained. So grab tickets and let's create an unforgettable memories together.
Yeah.
So I love that. And I would love to know, like, just, you know, I love the W Hotel, the Fauché. I love that it's going to be there.
It's exciting.
And I've been there for a couple of events, and I think it's going to be a great, great night. So I'm excited about just all of the entertainment and so much more. So I'm excited about all of that. And then, of course, there's going to be a silent auction and speakers and things like that. Are we able to kind of share some of the speakers, or is it kind of sort of?
We're kind of keeping a little bit of the speakers under wraps. We might on our social media be sharing as we get closer about the speakers and our entertainment. Just because I don't want to like give it all away right away.
That's the good thing.
But I do promise you, I mean, there's some drag performance lined up. That's going to be so beautiful and amazing from someone who's in the community, just amazing trans performer. And then, of course, we'll have you. And then we're going to have DJ Daddy Rocks helping us with a dance at the end. Our kids deserve joy. Right? Mm. We deserve joy. And so that's how we're going to end our night, is on that moment of joy, kind of dancing and celebrating together after hopefully raising some amazing funds that will help us continue that really important work, perhaps even more important at this point in time.
I love that. I love that. And people are already asking the information, so I'm going to go ahead and post the link. And then when we come back, we'll get into another song and we'll talk more about the event and so much more.
Yeah.
You're listening to Fresh Fruit right here on KFEI Radio, and we're going to go ahead and play Magic Dance by David Bowie. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. And again, I am Shimmer in the studio live with Hannah Edwards. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo. what you do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my babe. What could I do? My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew what kind of magic spell to use.
Mine is new.
Oh, what with dovetails,
thunderbolt and lightning.
And baby said,
who's
KFAI is supported in part by the Bush Foundation, partnering with the Good Relatives Collaborative to announce the 2024 Bush Prize Native Nations Honorees. The Bush Prize is an annual award that celebrates organizations that are highly valued within their communities and have a strong track record of successful community problem solving. 2024 Bush Prize Native Nations Honorees are Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition and Lakota Nation Invitational. More information about the honorees and the Bush Prize is online at bushfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit right here on KFAI Radio. That was Magic Dance by David Bowie. And if you've seen the movie The Labyrinth, that's where that song is from. And that was from the beautiful Dahlia. So one of Hannah's daughters in the studio with me. Again, I have Hannah Edwards, she, her. She is the executive director of Transforming Families Minnesota. And we are talking about this fabulous event, Transforming Families Inaugural Gala. It's the first annual 2024, and it takes place on December 12th, and it's going to be at the W Minneapolis Fauché, located at 821 South Marquette Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota 55402, and it will be from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I did go ahead and I did post the link and the website in the Discord chat for all of you that want to know. But the email address or the website is givebutter.com/TFFGala2024. Yes, I got it. And all of the information in there about parking, the dress code, which again is the gala is going to encourage everyone to express their personal style in whatever makes them feel euphoric or fancy or fun or shamazing or fabulous. Choose an outfit that makes them feel their best beautiful selves while celebrating the evening. And we're going to go in and talk more about this. And we're going to talk about this fabulous Minnesota Strong for Trans Youth Coalition sign up, if you'd like to chat about that.
Yeah. Well, and so really, this idea started pre-election. We're just thinking, what's a great way to build our base of support for transforming families and for our parents and caregivers? A lot of times in our private group, we'll get questions of, you know, who has a great dentist to send their kids that's safe and affirming? Or where do you shop for clothing? Or where is a great place to get a haircut in this location or that location in Minnesota? And so really, you know, my husband Dave and I were thinking and talking about how can we take that and make it more actionable? And how can people feel like they are part of a community that is welcoming publicly saying out loud, we love trans kids. We support trans youth and their families, gender expansive youth and their families. And we wanted it to include not just our queer orgs. Yes, they will be on that list, but also businesses. You know, someone who is a graphic designer can contribute to this list and then be listed. We're going to include the list on our website and our Facebook, and we'll announce the coalition members at the gala to kind of excite everyone. And so if you want to be a part of that coalition, there's a social media post that I just made a few hours ago on our Facebook and our Instagram. And so if you want to go to Transforming Families Minnesota on Facebook or Instagram, you can read about the sign up in order to be a part of that coalition. And we aren't going to talk about prices on here because that's not what we do. But there's a whole Google intake form where, you know, if you're a larger corporation, you can donate and be listed. Or if you are a small one-person business, for example, my husband Dave runs a company called Gender Inclusive Schools, where he travels across the country. Shout out to Dave; he does amazing work teaching people about, you know, LGBTQ plus and specifically trans and non-binary inclusion for gender expansive students in classrooms. He also has a book. If you want to go buy the book, it's same name, Gender Inclusive Schools: How to Affirm and Support Trans and Gender Diverse Students. And so, you know, he donated. He is a one-person company, but he donated because he wants to be a part of this list where if people come to our website, oftentimes I think as people are looking for help, when you Google, Transforming Families is really one of the names that shows up first in regards to youth and families. And so it's going to be a great list to be a part of. But then also furthermore, it's going to be great for our kids, our youth, and our families to see that despite what has happened across the nation, it feels like we've been handed this memorandum, right, of, oh, you don't have support. And I want to communicate the opposite. I want it to be that here in Minnesota, you have support. And so, yes, it is going to help Transforming Families raise some much needed funds. But it's also just going to be a great resource both for the people who are on it, but then for our families as well.
Mm, I love that. I think, you know, just with this conversation, I think it's so important because, like, going back into, like, my journey and when I was, you know, before I came out and told my family and stuff, like, I was always very curious about, like, a place where I could get my hair cut, you know, a place where I could shop, where I could feel my authentic self. And there were a lot of those fears of like looks and people saying things. I think this is wonderful because that way they can get answers. They can get recommendations. I think it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. I love
that. Absolutely. And I think it's time, too. We can't be quiet about our allyship anymore. We need people who are allies to our queer community and our trans community to be loud these next 4 years, mm-hmm. even louder than you've been before.
Super awesome. We're going to go ahead. I got all of the information in there as well. And then we're going to play another song. And this is by Charlie XCX. This is Talk Talk. And this is from Hannah's daughter, Hildy, because I think she's a big, big fan of Charlie XCX. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Here's Talk Talk by Charlie XCX on Fresh Fruit on KFAI Radio.
Looking at you, putting holes in your head. We've been talking for months, but never in the same room. Now I wanna approach ya, but we've been keeping this a secret. And you're surrounded by friends, and I'm just wondering what they know. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. Thinking about me, I'm kinda thinking you are. I followed you to the bathroom, but then I felt crazy. I'm feeling like I'm on fire, 'cause we've been keeping this a secret, and all your friends are still here, and I'm just wondering what they know. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I think you're getting closer, 'cause I'm beginning nervous. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruits right here on KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. I am Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women, Glitter Pronouns. In the studio with me is Hannah Edwards, she, her, and she is the executive director of Transforming Families Minnesota. And we're talking about this beautiful first inaugural gala, the Transforming Families Gala 2024, that's taking place on December 12th from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. and so much more. So before these songs, in the break, we were going to talk a little bit about transforming families and why it's important in the work that you do.
That's great. Yeah, I would love for those of you who haven't listened before, because I have probably come on a few times, but it's just always so great to have the platform here at KFAI to share with people about our community. So we have been an org for around 13 years now, but not officially. And so we just filed our 501c3. Woo! Got our IRS letter and our EIN, and we're all official now.
Yes.
Our own nonprofit. And so what we do, though, is we run these, the main bulk of what we do is we run these peer-led support groups. And so what I mean by peer-led is that it's caregiver to caregiver and parent to parent. And our youth get to go off and have a group, their own meeting while we are meeting. And so our trans, we call them tweens and teens, they get to go off with paid adult trans and non-binary facilitators who do a group for them. And that can be a support group where they get to ask questions with a safe adult who has that same lived experience as them. Or, you know, sometimes it looks like talking about tabletop gaming or your favorite musical or your favorite Charlie XCX song. But they have that space just for other trans non-binary kiddos like them. And then our littles group that's meeting while we're all meeting is really a play-based group. And that can be led by trans and non-binary adults in some locations. In other locations, it's a parent or grandparent volunteer. My mom runs one of the littles groups. And that's open to cisgender and trans youth because we don't want anybody to miss that support meeting because they don't have child care. It's really important that if you need a support group, you get to come to that support group. And so the only requirement for that younger group is being potty trained. And then, you know, what's really great about transforming families, you know, I first went 9.5 years ago, right at my 30th birthday, my first meeting, when Hildy was just questioning her gender. And it was great to find this place where we sat and I talked to other parents and found that support, right? Whether it was questions that I had that I didn't have the answer to, that another parent of an older child had gone through that experience, or the moments of joy that we've had. You know, Hildy sings at Pride or goes and does some advocacy work. I can share in that group, and I know that those parents get that on a different level. I will say, just in the last little bit of time since the election results came in, our group has been extremely busy. We also have a large private Facebook group for our members. And there are a lot of people right now with questions who are scared and nervous. And so we also do things like last night we worked with Queer Space Collective, which is a mentor program here for LGBTQ plus youth and you know, pairing them with adults. They opened their space with us. And, you know, we had our youth making art. And they had some of their mentors there helping with that, and we had some of our facilitators. And then we were able to have a group that had parents and caregivers of LGBTQ plus people coming together just to process how we were feeling with those election results. And that's something that happened in real time because we have this support network already created, right? And so I can only envision that our work is going to get harder. We're going to have more to do. For example, on December 7th, watch our social media for the announcement, but we're going to be having a name change clinic because there are a lot of people who want to get those documents in order now, right? We're going to have an estate planning clinic, right? And these are things that you want to get in line just to be ready and prepared for whatever is to come. And Transforming Families is trying to help with that with our network of people.
I love that so much. I think that's so powerful. And I love you and Dave, and I just love Hildy and Dahlia, and just I love the fact that there are spaces and there's these you know, classes and sessions. I wish I would have had that when I was younger. I think it's just so powerful. It just really touches my heart, just the work that you do. You and Dave just do so much for the community and for trans and gender nonconforming and non-binary youth. I think that's so beautiful. I love that, where they can just go in and play games or share a story. I think that's powerful.
It is so powerful.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We couldn't do it without you, though. We couldn't do it without this community here in Minnesota. And so I feel even more grateful now than ever that we've been able to build this network of people, that we have people like you, Shimmer, for our girls to look up to, and for our kids, all of our trans kids to look up to. And we have, I could name so many people, right? I mean, we've got Councilwoman Andrea Jenkins in the Twin Cities, who loves and cares for our kiddos. We've got Andy Otto at Twin Cities Pride, Kat Roan at Out Front. We just have so many queer and trans leaders here who are protecting our kiddos. And so Transforming Families is lucky to exist in this community of people.
Oh, I love that so much. I want to tear up, because I think it's beautiful, especially like you just talked about, just like with the last couple of days and, you know, just with the election results, like even for me, like I just, you know, I had to decompress and just kind of think about like that it is going to be challenging. There is all this, it's going to be harder than we think it is, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that this is around, but I think it's going to be a lot of work. But I love that there is a space, and I love the work and the organization that you guys are doing. I think it's so powerful.
And I think it's a good reminder to me that you know, queer and trans people have always existed. And Senator Lee Finke said something the other day in a post that she made just to community, calling out to us, saying, you know, I was reelected and I'm not going anywhere and I'm going to do this work. And she said, we've existed not because of anybody else's permission, but because we exist and we're worthy and we're human and we deserve that love and that care. And so I think what's going to get us through is each other. It's going to be, you know, me texting you, Shimmer, or Hildy knowing that she can rely on you, or me, or Senator Lee Finke, like all of these people in our community who are here to make sure that you're loved and seen. And I'm hoping that our gala can be a little bit of a gathering space where we can be together in some joy.
I love that. I just want to cry. I don't want to cry on air. All right. But again, this beautiful gala, and it's the first annual, so congratulations, by the way. I think that this first gala, there's going to be more to come. I feel like it's going to go on forever. That's what I feel. But it will be the first annual Transforming Families Inaugural Gala 2024. Again, it's going to be on December 12th, which is a Thursday night, and it will be from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. Again, it will be at the Fauché the W Minneapolis, located at 821 South Marquette Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55402. All of the parking information is in there, dress code again. So again, the gala encourages everyone to express their personal style in whatever makes them feel euphoric or fancy or shamazing or fun. Choose an outfit that makes you feel your best while celebrating the evening. And of course, we can't talk about pricing and money on the air, but you can visit givebutter.com/TFF Gala 2024 for all of the pricing and ticketing information. I also did post it in the Discord chat for all of the listeners or anyone that is listening to Fresh Fruit tonight that would like to come to this gala. I would love for you to come. I'm going to be your shamazing MC. Woo-hoo. So I will be there. I'm already excited about my outfit. I have so many ideas. I already have my makeup look as well. So ooh, I'm going to bring the glitter to the glam for sure. So come out. Have fun. I want to see this event filled to the room. Okay? Mm-hmm. That would make me the most happiest, is to see this beautiful event for Hannah, Dave, for Hildy, for Dahlia, for Transforming Families Minnesota. I would love everyone to just come out and just have a beautiful night to celebrate, and just to celebrate our trans, our gender non-conforming and our non-binary youth, and just have so much fun. I would love for them to come out. So We're going to go ahead and we're going to get into one more song, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up. So I'm going to play. So I was not able to go to this last beautiful event, but one of my favorite performers was here in the Twin Cities, and I didn't know, and I didn't get to see her in person, but Kimberly Locke was in the Twin Cities a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago or so, but I remember her very first song, Eighth World Wonder, and I remember that she was on American Idol the second season, and I believe she made it to the top three. So we'll go ahead and we'll play that, and we'll come back and wrap up Fresh Fruit with your girl Shimmer. And Hannah, we'll be back in just a few minutes right here on KFAI.
Woke up early this morning, made my coffee like I always do. Then it hit me from nowhere, everything I feel about me.
Welcome back to KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.com. www.shimmer.org, non-commercial community powered radio. And I am Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women Glitter Pronouns. And in the studio with me is Hannah Edwards, she, her, and she is the executive director of Transforming Families Minnesota. And the night has already gone by so fast. We only have 10 minutes left, but we've been talking about this beautiful event. It is the first annual Transforming Families Inaugural Gala 2024 that's taking place on December 12th. It is a Thursday night from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, the event is going to be held at the beautiful W Minneapolis The Fauchet, which I love, 821 South Marquette Avenue in Minneapolis. And they'll have all of the ticketing, parking information. If you visit givebutter.com/TFFGala2024, you'll find all of the information in there again. So come on out, support. I want to see everyone. I want to see the room filled with all you amazing, beautiful people to celebrate our beautiful youth, our beautiful trans, gender nonconforming, and non-binary youth. Wear whatever makes you feel fabulous, euphoric, fancy, shamazing, and pick an outfit that makes you feel your best while celebrating this beautiful evening and to have joy. Oh, I love it.
We need that joy right now. Yeah, and I would love, you know, if we had a full room, what a message that would send to our youth, you know? And it is an all-ages event. I don't think we've mentioned that yet either. We're not talking about pricing, but there is a separate price for people who are under 18. And so we would love to have youth there as well. We are going to end the night with an amazing dance for the last little bit. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a really lovely evening to come together and raise funds for the important work that we're doing and expanding in Minnesota as Transforming Families as we launch into nonprofit status. And so I think it's like a positive thing you can channel your energy towards right now.
Definitely come out and support. I think the time that we're in and just within the last couple of days, I know that my heart's been heavy and kind of just having to just really decompress in so many ways. And definitely, I know I would love to see you there to support and just to support Transforming Families Minnesota. And of course, just to show up and be there. And of course, for Hannah, Dave, Hildy, Dahlia, and all of the beautiful trans and gender nonconforming and non-binary youth. Oh, I just want to cry because I look up to you and Dave so much and I love the work that you all do. It's just powerful. And I love Hildy and Dahlia. And I think, you know, Hildy is such a bright light. She's such a bright star. I think, you know, I'm going to give flowers to her because she's magnificent. She's a star. She's talented. I mean, I've seen her perform since she was 5 years old. I mean, this girl can sing. Not sing, sing.
Oh, it's true.
I mean, I've seen her, you know, dance. I've seen her just, you know, this acting. She's just an artist. And I just feel like there's so many beautiful things blossoming for her. I feel like so many great things are in the works for her. I feel like definitely probably maybe a book someday.
Ooh,
I feel like maybe in fashion. I know because she's modeled and everything else. So, like, I just think she's so iconic in Minnesota. And so if you're listening to the show tonight, I would love for you all to know how special Hildy is because she's just so powerful.
Oh, magnificent. You are the sweetest. And I love, you know what I love is that we have someone like you in our life who can see that in her and always gives her her flowers and gives her chances to talk and to speak and to perform, gives her someone to look up to. I mean, we're very lucky. And I also want to say that, you know, we couldn't be the parents and caregivers that we are today without our Transforming Families community. I mean, there are parents, I'm not going to go through and name them all on air because that might embarrass them, but there are parents who were there for me when Hildy first was transitioning socially, right? And then I wanted to pay that forward. And I think that is the work of Transforming Families, is finding those connections to community, finding you know, the people who are going through that same lived experience and the parents who are going through that same lived experience. So it's just super important.
I love it. You know, I think it's powerful because, you know, I have so many role models and I didn't have a lot growing up, especially when I was, you know, experiencing and, you know, going through my gender and my transition. So I didn't really have a lot of, you know, icons of people that I could look up to. So again, I just want to say thank you again, Hannah, for coming on. Hannah Edwards, she, her, is the executive director of Transforming Families Minnesota, the state's largest and longest running support group for trans and non-binary youth and their parents and caregivers. Formerly, Hannah was a public school art teacher for 13 years. And when she's not advocating for a better world, she loves to spend time with her husband, Dave. Shout out to Dave. Dave, I know you're tuning in, and I can't wait to see you on the 12th. And their two beautiful daughters, Hildy and Adalia. And again, we were talking about the first ever, yes, the inaugural Transforming Families inaugural gala that's going to be taking place on December 12th. From 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the W Minneapolis Le Fauchet, located at 821 South Marquette Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55402. And again, there's going to be a beautiful dress code, so just wear whatever makes you feel happy, fabulous, and shamazing. And you can visit givebutter.com/TFFgala2024. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and close out with Christina Aguilera is Beautiful.
Oh, what a great one to end on. I love it.
I think, like, just kind of what we talked about and just the message, I think that this is a great way to segue out of the night. You've been listening to Fresh Fruit, the longest-running LGBTQIS2+ show in the nation. I am Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women, Glitter Pronouns, and I'll be back next Thursday night with DJ Daddy Rocks for Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. Stay tuned because Travelramo is up at the top of the hour at 8 p.m. We're going to close out tonight with Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. Hannah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful night, and you all are beautiful.
Every day.